can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
I sure wish you meant it when you say I'd love to call you back, because I still love you. Obviously, happy birthday, George. Your tie should be at the P.O. Box, if you don't have it already, including your card. And there was a video happy birthday song sent to you this morning, which I'm assuming you won't see. And I did a second video, a follow-up, because today I watched, I actually watched a meeting at the UN. I mean, this was weird. I heard about it. I heard what was said. It's kind of like, no, not this can't be real. And yeah. It was disgusting. What was disgusting was the U.S. representative. Absolutely, 100%, completely disgusting. But it was very reminiscent of the way the institutional church works. The way Jim Cross and Brenda Keynes and Chris Bitterman work. Just like the U.S. representative. The parallels are remarkable. So I did a second video. And while I was rendering, I went to visit some friends. Because someone was trying to scam them, and I did some research for them and reported back. But when I got back, I watched the video I did. It's 8 minutes. And I thought, you know, this is potentially one of my best. Well, it's definitely one of my best. And I watched it again. And I said, oh, is there anything in it that I don't want? I do mention Render Keynes. But it's not worth taking out. So I'm going to put it online on the public platforms, because it's provocative. And I want people to know. I want my son George to know. Because I want him to grow up to be a man who will proclaim the things I just proclaimed in that video than be a wimp and a coward like is being presented to him by others we will not have to mention. One other thing. I'll send the link on that video once it gets published. I just watched it for a third time, and I'm going to publish it, and then I'll send you the link. One other thing. I talked to my friend Chris. Delightful conversation. Some insights to the obedience of Christ in our conversation were absolutely phenomenal. But he also shared a personal moment. His son and his wife have had some difficulties. There's been reconciliation. And as I mentioned previously, they're pregnant with their second child. And Chris is going to see them. I don't remember if he said tonight or tomorrow. I think he said tomorrow. Yeah, because his granddaughter, Bethany, has a soccer game. So he's going to go see her tomorrow. And they're going to show a video that they did when they told Bethany that there's a sibling coming. And he said that what he knows of it so far is absolutely phenomenal. Because what it showed in that family, you can look this word up in a dictionary. It really is there. Reconciliation. They went through a horrible ordeal. And there's reconciliation. Dorothy Jane, I love you, and I seek reconciliation.